Even though you know there is a time coming when you're going to stand and do what I'm about to do this morning, it's amazing how quickly that happens. In my Christian worship class at Perkins, we were asked to put together a whole service. If you don't know, as Methodists, we have a method of how the worship is to be presented. So we had to do every aspect of that service. So that meant we wrote out the prelude, the call to worship, the communion, liturgy, all the liturgy, the songs, the prayers, and then we weren't asked to write out the sermon, but we were asked at least to give an idea of what we would present as our sermon for that service. And of course, my whole worship was centered around this place, around grace, the love and the inclusiveness, and the spirit of God's love that dwells here. So the verse that I chose was Luke chapter 10, starting verse 25, and this is the story of the Good Samaritan. And I chose that because truly, you have been my Good Samaritan. You have been, or this place has been my end, where I have been able to come, where I've been able to heal, where I've been able to be motivated, encouraged, and challenged, and strengthened, and changed. You were completely our end. And I'm going to make reference a lot of times to us and we. And if you're visiting or haven't been a part of Grace Sloan, that's because I'm referring to my spouse, Bert Casanova, who passed away on January the 7th of this year. So you were our end when we walked through those doors. And we did not have to surrender our identity. But instead, our identity was embraced. Not only our sexual identity, but the identity that we are the beloved children of God. You became our end through the many times that Bert suffered through illnesses. You were the end of compassion and service throughout all of those different times. I mean, you were there constantly as we needed you, and you were able to let us have time when we just needed to be to ourselves. You were my end through my time at Perkins. You were the end of encouragement on those days and times when papers were due and tests were due and I didn't want to continue or I just was tired, I wanted to give up. It was your faces, it was your encouragement that kept me going and provided me such comfort and hope to be able to do that. You were our end when Bert was in hospice. You helped me to carry him to the home where he resides in the presence of God's eternal love, and I could have never have done that without you. You were also my end as I trudged through the roads of grief, not only over the loss of Bert, but over the loss of my father. And you gave me space to figure out how to live in that and how to move through that. And I'm forever grateful for that. And even though Bert and I looked at that and what that might look like when he was gone, and we kind of had that, it's going to look this way, and even though it didn't quite turn out that way that we had envisioned it would, it still has turned out in a marvelous and loving and kind way and compassionate way that you have walked with me in that and through that, and even as I go. In John 15:13, the Jubilee Bible translates that verse like this: greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his soul for his friends. That is what you have done. I think Jesus is talking more than just about dying or death. You have literally laid out your soul, your very essence. You have not hidden that from me at all. You have exposed it all to me. And that's the greatest gift I could ever receive from all of you. Authentic love, authentic embrace, your vulnerability, it enabled me to be able to love more deeply than I could ever imagine. So, because of your care, I can leave today changed, more whole, loved, and embraced to go back home, and as Judith has said, to be the ambassador of God's love to all people. And who knows, maybe in time you'll be hearing about Grace 2.0 in Odessa. I came across a poem that I want to close, and it is called Sacrificial Love, and I think it speaks to you. To give unselfishly, freely, completely, without reservation or restriction, without limitation or inhibition, to give all you have and to give and then once more to bear your soul without recrimination, to give your heart without expectation, to love without doubt, without fear. This is true love, pure love. Thank you.